good evening.
Hi, good evening.
We'll be starting in about 1 minute.
Before I do the interpretation or the translation, you heard me make a mistake in the Aramaic and then correct it. When that happens, the mistake is telling you, telling me, and you by virtue of hearing it, this is an area to be corrected. And through God's mercy, when you reread it and correct it immediately, you've achieved the tikkun for that issue, whatever it was. When the first point or vowel, which is yud, proceeded from erach, arich, and pin, which is keter, its light shone upon it according to the sense of reaching yet not reaching. Once the point expanded, the light was revealed, and this is the secret of the or, the light, that has remained from the avir, from the air. This refers to the light that has existed at first in Bina, when it was in the head of Arich Anpin. It then disappeared when it came out of the head. Now it has returned to it and remains there. The light has gone, it has disappeared and is now concealed. And one point remains in Bina, where the light of Chachma always reaches into their vessels in a hidden manner. The reaching yet not reaching, which means that it reaches with the light of Hasadim, but not with the light of Chachmah, shines in the manner of the first point that has emerged from it. As a result, they are all linked to one another and illuminate one another. Questions?
Keter.
You have a question?
Yeah, Keter.
What is Keter?
Yeah.
Keter is like Pluto.
Okay.
Pluto is a planet.
Right.
Now it's not a planet.
Right.
Keter is either light or vessel. It's the first step in the transformation of the endless world down to the physical world.
Okay.
It's the highest of the Sephirot. Keter, it means crown.
Wow.
So does Queen Elizabeth have to wear her crown to be queen?
No.
Why does she wear the crown?
Question.
That's what Keter is. It's there, but it's not there, as this verse is describing. The reaching, it's reaching yet not reaching.
Why does she get
that? Because that's what tells other people that she's queen. But that's this verse is very esoteric. It's talking about the process of how Keter brings it down to Hachma and to Bina, because those three are the level of mind, and those three are always in unity. They're referred to as the Gimel Rishonot, the first three. In our heads, we have a right brain, a left brain, and some aspect of crossing over between the two. We also have a skull. So the brains sit in the skull. Those are the three aspects of Arish Anpin, the big face. Those are the three aspects of everything. But it's not the endless world, because it has no light. The Keter is a vessel. Arish Anpin is a world. Arish Anpin is a combination of the light and the vessel, but something less than the endless world. And what it's saying here is that it has the light of wisdom, the light of mercy, the light of loving kindness, the light of chesed, which is a garment for the light of wisdom. And you don't really see that. The Zohar in this discussion has jumped all the way down to chesed and said, all right, we're receiving the light of Bina. We're receiving, Bina wants to share, and in that thought of wanting to share, the vessels of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod are created to receive what Bina has to share. But that is actually darkness. Why is it darkness? Because it's less than everything. It doesn't want the light of Chokhmah. It doesn't want everything. It only wants what Bina has to share, what the vessel has to share. Now, how does that work in our lives? In order to have $1,000, do you have to have 900 first?
Yeah, of course you do.
Why do you have 900 and not the 1,000?
Because the 900 is before the 1,000.
Only if, but that is the level that is less. It only wants, the desire for 900 is what creates the 900.
Right.
To get to the 1,000, you don't have to go through the 900 to get to the 1,000. But we perceive that we do.
Right. Because I imagine that it's dangerous.
Right. When there's no money, when there's $1.03 in your bank account, you write a check for $100. You don't mail it, but the desire is there, and the $100 will be there.
Okay.
see that we kind of have it, so.
No, I don't know about that. I'm talking about the one. It's something I've been doing for 6 years. And it's been, that's what's been laid out.
Either sharing loudly enough so can record, or.
Something I did 5-6 years ago on this line, this formula, is now just cracking and pouring out.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's no time in the endless world or in the spiritual frame.
And there's no number too large.
Correct.
See, and what? But at the same time.
So what is your desire?
To improve that.
To receive what?
Oh, what, I'm not saying what it is.
To receive.
I'm not saying it's you.
No.
To receive what there is.
Most people will say, I want to. There's an advertisement on TV. You know, for the genie that says, what do you want? And he says $1 million and it gets $1 million antelope.
Yeah, $1 million bucks.
Right.
He says $1 million bucks. Right.
But what do we want?
When you say
what's your desire, it's $1 billion. I won't buy a lottery ticket unless the pot is $200 million.
Right.
Why?
Because you got to pay half in tax.
No, I don't care about that. I'd be happy to pay the half in tax.
No, we're not.
No, it's
we're
just. Yes, we are. But ultimately, the reason that I won't buy a lottery ticket unless the pot is that big is because I know at that level, Hashem wants to give that to me.
Right.
I don't need to buy a ticket before that because
right.
I know it's not mine.
Right.
Because my desire is for 200 million.
Right.
Now, should it be 200 billion? That's another question.
I like that.
Verse 34.
Wait, again. 200 million? Is that start with 1.5 million and let Ari manage the portfolio?
Okay.
I always do that for other people, not for myself.
I understand.
Yes.
Katalek kola dalkin v'itachadam. Be'avihu mate v'ignis batar de'en so v'kol achad yitaved ahu nekuda v'or orihu v'it v'shat unchiru be'asheva atvan de'alfa Beta Willa Akrishu Vilachim Awonafak O Shech Levatar Vinaftu Beya Sheva Atvan Aharan Be Alpha Beta Willa Akrishu Bekai Mulachim Nafach rakia de afresh machloket citrin citrin benafku beya timanyatvan acharanin keden kachbet galku sheva atvan dehai Sitra v'sheva v'hai sitra v'itgalifu kol ho v'ha'u rakia v'ha'u kai me'lachin achrish v'ha'u rakia v'achrishu atvan v'iglimu v'itzairu The Tsiyu Raihu, the Aglef Kaman, O Raita Leon Hara Levar. When it ascends to the head of Arichanpin, they all rise up and cling to it. Then it is as if reaching, which is the upper three Sephirot. It is treasured in the place of the endless, which is Arichanpin, and all becomes one. The point that was in the light and transformed it into air is now completely light.
as it turned into the upper three sephirot by the union. And the light of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, Yesod, and Malchut of Abba and Ima expanded. From this expansion illuminated the seven letters of the alphabet, which were not yet solid, but were still moist. Later darkness came forth, and seven other letters of the alphabet came out. The firmament then came forth and stopped the dispute between the two sides. In it there issued eight other letters, which added up to 22 in all. Seven letters from the right side and seven letters from the left side jumped on the firmament and were all engraved on it, where they remained moist. As the firmament congealed, so did the letters. They were engraved and assumed their intended shape, and there the Torah was inscribed, referring to Zeranpin, which is called the Torah, to shine outward on the lower beings. Twenty-two letters. There are seven, seven, and eight. Seven on the right, seven on the left, and eight, which connects to the mind, to the Bina level, to the upper levels. Which letters are which is not being explained here.
Because I was going to ask you, where do the eight go?
Well, they
to the mind, but
they're in the higher levels. We're talking about a process of evolution.
Oh.
But the process of evolution is the light comes down and has to be pushed back. Depending on the strength of pushing back, it will go all the way back up to the catcher, all the way up.
Okay.
Or if it's a slight push back, it'll go up one level.
Mm-hmm.
Or two levels, or six levels. But there's, when the light comes down, there's nine levels it can go up.
Nine levels, okay. So now, does that correspond with the...
And actually, it's nine times ten, because each of the levels have ten.
I was saying, okay, I'm there. How does that correspond, or is that the same correspondence, like to our 64 cones that are changed and the 22 that are activated, and they're seeing out where it...
You're bringing things I'm aware of, but not familiar with.
Okay.
So let's put it in perspective. There are 46 chromosomes.
Right.
But that's 23 pairs.
Right. Okay.
There's only 22 letters.
Right.
But there's a teaching that when Mashiach comes, he will bring another letter.
Okay.
And that's why the human being has 23 pairs of chromosomes.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's all
interrelated.
That's what I'm getting at. It's all interrelated. This is what I keep finding in Kabbalah. This is awesome.
Well, it's all coincidence, of course.
Coincidence that comes.
Just in case for the recording, I am joking when I say it's a coincidence.
Right. Yeah.
Any other questions? Verse 35. Yehi yor dihu el gadol, raza dinafek me'avir kadma'a, vayehi raza dithoshech v'ikre, Elohim or de'itkalel semala b'yamina, uvden me'raza, De El Hawe Elohim, Itkalel Yamina, Bishmala Ushmala, Beyamina. The phrase, let there be light, alludes to the name, the great El, according to the secret of he who issues from the primal air. Hence it is written, let there be, the Hebrew word is Yehi, implying the Sephirah of Chesed, of Zeranpin, called Great El. The phrase, and there was, the Hebrew word is Vayahi, no Vayahi, my mistake. Let there be means is the Hebrew word Yehi. And there was is the Hebrew word vayahi. Corresponds to the secret of the darkness that is called Elohim. And it is called light after the left was combined with the right, because the name Elohim extends from the secret of the name El, which is Chesed. Thus the name Elohim is the aspect of Chesed as well. And the right was included within the left, and the left within the right. The name Elohim has five letters. Aleph Lamed is El. Yud Hey Mem, or Hey Yud Mem. Yud Mem means sea. The Hey can either be Bina or Malchut. Elohim, as we discussed yesterday, is both above Zeronkin. It's in Bina. It's the name of judgment. But here we're talking about the Elohim that has come down. It's the same name, but one is related to the lower levels and one is related to the upper levels. We're talking about the lower levels here. And we're explaining that this Elohim comes, it's something different than the Elohim spoken above earlier, what we talked about yesterday.
The let us make man in our image, Elohim?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
No, actually, this is the name of let us make man in our image.
Okay, it's one of them, but I want to clarify.
Yes.
What clarifies this one to make it that one? That's how I want to understand it.
Because it comes from the upper air, but
okay.
Yud came out of the air, leaving light, and then Yud expanded
to come down.
Okay, and when the Yud expands, it becomes a Vav.
Okay.
So you have Yud, A, and the expansion is Vav, A.
Right, we connect that from the last lesson.
Right.
Okay, gotcha, I got it.
No, you don't, but you get
there. I got that part.
You'll get there.
I got that part.
Never think you get it.
Okay.
Because there's always another level. There's always a deeper meaning.
Okay.
So if you think you have it, you're making a mistake.
All right.
If you think that you don't have it, if you're confused, that's the beginning of clarity.
Okay.
So that's the process. I don't understand. Eventually, I will understand.
Okay.
I got it. No, you don't. That's your ego speak.
Okay.
One more verse. Verse 36. Vayar Elohim et haor ki tov amuda de'em saita ki tov an her ela v'tata ukal she'ar sidrim v'raza yud-dalad vav-dalad shema de'ached l'kol sidrim The Avdel Elohim, Ligomer Afresh, Machloket Lemecheve Kola Shelim.
The verse, and Elohim saw the light that it was good, implies the central column of Zeronkin, which is the Sephirah of Tiferet in it. The phrase that it was good said about Tiferet means that it's shown up and down in all directions, namely to all the Sephirot, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Tiferet of Zeronkin is the secret of the name Yud Hey Vav Hey, which includes all direction, right and left, front and back, up and down. The words, and Elohim divided the light, means that he prevented the dispute between right and left, so that everything may be perfect.
This is talking about binding by striking. The paradox. Right and left have a dispute. A machlokhet. What's the machlokhet? My way is correct. Sharing is the way I'm supposed to do things. But if you share only,
there's nobody to receive. But what's the statement on the left? My way is correct. Receiving is more important. I have to receive in order to, for the sharing side to have something to give to share with. What's the center point? What's the center column, which is the sephirot of Tiferet in Zeranpin?
Receiving and giving.
Where does the light of the sun come from? Because the sun is the metaphor for Tiferet. Comes from hydrogen, right?
Wow, I didn't know you were on the science side. Sweet. Okay.
Comes from science.
Okay, but
does it come from science?
No.
It comes from a spiritual level.
Right. Okay. You got me on that.
But that's the nature of science. They're only measuring physical things.
Right.
And we know that everything starts with spiritual.
Okay.
Tiferet is the balance point between this argument. And it stops the argument because it puts both together. Now, the Creator has within him three levels, right, left, and center. We can only attach them together in the physical world because we can take a stick and put one side into the refrigerator and one side into a fire. And so you have hot and cold in the stick, and they meet in the middle. Okay. But that's not the real truth of central column. In the Creator, central column is a third aspect that includes the other two. But we can't understand that because in our physical world, we can never put things together except by putting them together, and that's not really putting them together.
Yeah. That I know.
Is there any questions? I will speak at 10 o'clock, and as of, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central, and 8 Mountain and 7 West Coast. When I have the class tonight, which is questions and answers, I have not yet received any questions and answered. So hopefully some will show up in the next hour or so. I wish you all a beautiful evening and look forward to speaking to you tonight. Shalom to all.
Thank you for including me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.